story time. Story time. Story time. I need an audience. Story time. Story time. Well, to let you know how I learn about stories. To let you know how I learn about stories, I think all little Haitian children start listening to stories on their mother's lap. And that's how I learn stories. All the stories my mother could tell every night. At night, when night falls, that's when mommy tells stories. And that was the happiest time for me in life. But so many people learn the stories like me. But if it wasn't for Dr. Bukavales here, I would not be at the festival. And for the last 20 years, more than 20 years, I've been coming to the festival and I have been telling stories. I have been telling about Buki and Malice and many other stories of the Haitian folktales. And in the past, I wrote a book called When Night Falls, Creek Crack. Why? Because it's at night you tell stories. The Haitian people said it's a taboo, of course, to tell stories during the daytimes, like something bad can happen to you. But it's not true. They tell you not to tell stories during the daytime because they have other things to do. Better things to do than listening to stories. But I think it's a great opportunity that I had in my younger age to listen and to learn about stories. And when I tell about stories in the United States, I like to have a few little things made in Haiti. You know, because when I was in Haiti, all around me, when I was telling stories, we had things around us that remind us of the culture of the country. But here in America, I need those things to remind me. And like I said, it's story time, story time, story time. You're welcome to listen to stories now. So, I have those little things who remind me of Haiti. For instance, I have this. You know, I call this, in Haiti, they call it a tête gridap. Tête gridap means nappy hair. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have that little nappy hair, tête gridap, that little light to go in the backyard, if grandma tell you to go get something in the backyard at night, you will be crying. But when you have that little light, you can light it up and go and get whatever grandma wants from the backyard. So those are things that also have a lot of proverbs. Let's say they will say, piti piti fellow ne president. That's mean a little thing can be something for the president, because if the president doesn't have light, you know, everybody needs light. So we have a lot of proverbs when we speak our Haitian language, because we also speak Creole. And then one thing that is very important in the country, before I tell telling you stories about Buki and Malice, it's money. You see, this is Haitian money. And when I was growing up, that's the way my mother saved the money at home, the money to buy the food. They always have a little box to put the money at home when we were growing up. And then this here, you can put whatever you want in it. You can put your jewelry in it. And also, something very important when I was growing up is what you call oslep. You see those oslep? They came from the bone of a goat. And that's what we use to play, you know. Beside our dolls that we made ourselves, you get a piece of material and you make your dolls yourself. We had the little oslep. And then when they cook the goat, the children always want to have something to play with after. And that's how you play the osle. You threw it on the air and you get one on the floor. Okay? Just like that. You go like that, like that. Like you play jack stabbing. And that's the way you play or osle. And now, since I'm getting old, there is something about storytelling I'm not going to make you through it. I used to make people beg when I tell story. I used to say, please, please tell me a story. Now I'm more than happy when you come to listen to stories. So the first thing I say creak. And when I say creak, everybody got to say crack. You hear the word? Crack. Can you say crack? Good. So when I say creak, you guys say crack. That means I'm ready. I'm going to tell you a Haitian folktales. Creak. Good, good. I know you're ready to listen to the story. You see, Buki is a guy that does a lot of things that he should not be doing. Buki does a lot of things. And Buki loves to eat meat. He loves meat. So there was a calf who passed in front of Buki's house every day. And the calf... And the calf will say, good morning, Uncle Buki. And Buki said, good morning, my uncle. But you know, Buki in his head, he wanted to eat the calf. Buki wants to eat the calf because the calf is tender and juicy and Buki loves to eat meat. But Buki has a smart brother. When the calf passes and says, good morning, Uncle Buki, Buki said, Malice, the other brother called Malice, I want to eat that calf. And Malice said to Buki, no, 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 Buki. Leave the calf alone. But Buki could not listen. He said, I must eat that calf. So one day when the calf was passing by, Buki said, why don't the calf give me his address? Hi, my calf. Come and shake hands with me. But the calf was scared. The calf went away. The calf didn't shake hands with Buki. Because if the calf shake hands with Buki, Buki could grab the calf and eat the calf. So, every day the same thing. So finally, Buki said, that calf stinks. He's smarter than me. I'm going to teach him a lesson. And the calf said, Buki is not going to get him. So the next day when he said, good morning, Uncle Buki, Buki said, why don't you give me your address? One of these nights, I'll go and see you. But you see, the calf was very smart. The calf knew not to give Buki his address. He gave a false address. The calf says, I live under the big mapu tree. Well, Malfini, which is a bad bird, died of yellow fever. Oh, Buki was so happy. He knew where the calf lived. So Buki went inside the house and he said to Malice, his brother, his smart brother, Malice, tonight get ready. I'm coming with nice fresh meat. Because I know where the calf lives. I'm going to cut the calf and take the calf here. Malice said, Buki, I told you, don't go and get that calf. Because that calf not going to let you get him. Buki said, no, 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 Malice. I'm going and I'm coming back with the calf. You see, that calf is going to be good and the whole family going to eat that calf. Wow. So that night, without Malice knowing, Buki took a bag. Buki took the bag and went to get the calf. But remember, boys and girls, what I said? I said the calf gave Buki a wrong address. Although Malice, the brother, said, don't go to the calf, Buki left and Buki went where the calf told him his leave. So Buki went to the place and Buki was happy. And Bookie put his hand, he pushed the branches where the calf told him his address was. And Bookie put his hand to get the calf. And as Bookie was putting his hand to get the calf, Bookie heard a big noise. Bookie heard, oh! Oh! The calf got. You think it was a calf? No, it was a false address. So Bookie said, oh, 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 what's wrong with that calf? That calf must have a big voice at night. That calf changed voice. That calf changed voice. So Bookie said, I'm going to put both hands to get the calf. So Bookie again pushed the branches, and Bookie put both hands to get the calf. And as Bookie was putting both hands to get the calf in a big hole where he thought the calf lived, he heard a bigger noise. He heard, oh, wait. The same time, Bookie went grip, grab, grip, grab. Who you think that was? It was a big wolf who was getting at Bookie. And Bookie was in all blood. Bookie went. Bookie left his bag. He went by another wood. He got home. And Mali saw Bookie come in. Mali said, look at you, Bookie. I told you to leave that calf alone. Look what happened to you. Bookie was crying, and Bookie was covered with blood. Bookie was crying. So Mali took Bookie. Mali cleaned the wounds of Bookie. Mali put Bookie in bed, but all night Bookie was crying. Bookie was going, that calf is a bad calf. That calf is a bad calf. Bookie thought it was the calf, not Bookie didn't think that it was a tiger or a big wolf who got him. Bookie thought it was a calf who did that to him. But Bookie cried all night. So by morning, Bookie was still crying. And Bookie was a lazy man who always sit in front of his house. So by the time Bookie sat in front of the house, Bookie saw the calf coming back by then again. And the calf, Bookie said, you see that calf coming? That's the calf who did that to me. Why, if I could beat him up? But the calf passed in front of Bookie. And the calf said, good morning, Bookie. Bookie was so mad. Bookie goes mad at the calf. And the calf said, oh, my uncle Bookie is not happy today. And the calf went down. But the calf knew what he did to Bookie. And as Bookie was... the calf was going down. Bookie called inside, Malice, come over here. You see that calf going down the road? You think he's a nice little boy? But if you go see him at night, he turns himself to a tiger. Malice started to laugh at Bookie. Quack, 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 quack. Malice was laughing so much because Bookie thought it was a tiger who got him, not the calf. So I heard him laughing. I went to see what was wrong. Guess what happened to me? Bookie kicked me, and here I am to tell you the story. Now that's the way all the stories finish in Haiti. When you finish the story, you say, they kicked me, and here I am to tell you the story. All right? Thank you. Okay. Of course they're going to have, but probably, you know, they need to go. That's why I'm giving them time. Thank you for listening to the story, okay? You're welcome. Okay, now I'm going to tell you another story because so many people love that story. People even asked to borrow that story from my book. And I think Kristen, she has a story in Uncommande. In Uncommande, she got. So that's the story I'm going to tell you now. That story called. That story called Ayayay. What that mean, Ayayay? If you get burned on the stove, what you going to say? You're going to say, if you're an American, you're going to say, oof, ouft. You know, you got burned, something hurt you. You're going to say, come on, sit down and listen to the story. You're going to say, oof, out. But if you're an American, you're going to say, oof, out, right? But if you're Haitian, you're going to say, ayayay. Ayayay, I got burned. Ayayay. Okay? It's a sign that something is hurting you. So, there was that little boy in Haiti. He had no mommy, no daddy. And you know, Haiti is already a poor country. Can you imagine when you have no mommy, no daddy? So that little boy was sent to live with her aunt. Not really her aunt. He called the lady her aunt. But he went there really to serve the lady. He didn't go to school, nothing. And when he got to the lady's house, the lady made it clear that you're going to be fed every day, but you have to work in the house, around the house. And finally, the little boy had to do everything. He has to feed the chicken. He has to clean the yard, take care of the yard, take care of the vegetables that go right there, get the donkey ready to go to the field, wash the clothes of that old lady, make the coffee in the morning, clean the house. You name it, something to be done in the house, and that was the responsibility of the little boy. My goodness, that little boy, so little, he has to do everything in the house. And very, very often, the little boy will be crying. And the auntie, let me tell you something. It wasn't enough that the little boy has to do everything. The little boy was beaten every day. The old lady will find something to beat the little boy. Every day, auntie beat up the little boy. The little boy didn't know what to do because auntie will beat him up every day. No matter how good was the coffee, something was happening. You didn't put enough sugar in the coffee. You didn't feed the chicken enough grain. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. And she will beat up on the little boy. But one day, the little boy said, I'm tired of being beaten every day. I'm going to do something to make sure that auntie don't beat me up. I'm going to wake up every day from now on before they hear, cuckoo, no, 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 before the cock sing, and I'm going to go and clean and do everything and have the coffee ready. So every day the little boy will wake up by 3 or 4 in the morning and start cleaning the house, dust every furniture, feed the chicken, prepare the donkey to go to the field. Everything was so nice, so the little boy started to work so hard. He was tired. He was a little boy who should have been going to school, but he was there working hard. And every day the little boy will do everything to make the auntie happy. So that day, when the auntie got up, auntie said, it seems that today you did a good job. I don't have to beat you up. Look at that. Everything is clean. Let me see. No dust. No dust. Oh, you have changed, little boy. I have no reason to beat you up today. The coffee smells good, and it's so hot and so good. What makes you change? Everything, and then all the clothes were ironed during the night. Everything was so beautiful. The auntie could not find a reason to beat up on the little boy. So the auntie said, okay, I see everything is fine. Now, I'm sending you to the marché. The marché is an open market, like a farmer's market, but open market where everybody has their things there. And she said, you buy me corn, you buy me potatoes, you buy me peas, and here is the money. You buy me everything, and especially, I want you to buy me one good, you see, this is a one good Haitian money, of, ay, 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 oof, oof, oh, auntie, what is ay, 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 oof, oof, huh? Now you're telling me you don't know what oof, oof, ay, ay, ay is, huh? Get out of here. You better get me the hoof, oof, ay, ay, ay. Because if you don't get me the hoof, oof, ay, ay, ay today, I'm going to beat you up. You better make sure you get me that hoof, oof, ay, ay, ay. Oh, and no, don't talk to me. Get out of here and come back. Okay. The little boy left, and the little boy was crying. Oh, the little boy was crying, crying, crying. And every passerby would stop to the little boy and asking him, my little boy, why are you crying? Oh, my auntie said to buy oof, oof, ay, ay, ay. And I don't know what oof, oof, ay, ay, ay is. Well, my little boy, I never heard of it. I don't know what it is. Another man passed, same thing. Why are you crying, my little boy? I'm crying because my auntie said to buy oof, oof, ay, ay, ay. Oh, I'm sorry, little boy. You better ask auntie what is oof, oof, ay, ay, ay. I don't know what oof, oof, ay, ay, ay is. And then another one passed by. Everybody was the same story. Finally, you know, old people, especially old ladies like me, they have a lot of experience. You better believe me if I tell you that. A lot of experience. So that old lady came by and said, my little boy, why are you crying? Oh, my auntie, she said to my oof, oof, ay, 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 I don't know where to find that. But the little old lady has experience. She said, oh, I know exactly what your auntie wants. I know exactly. Don't worry, my little boy. Let's go to the market. The auntie said, what your auntie said to buy? My auntie said to buy peas, corn. Well, the auntie bought everything for the little boy. And then, what about the ay, ay, ay? Sit down here. Let me go get the ay, ay, ay for you. The auntie took the bag. The old lady took the bag. You know, I told you the old lady has experience. She went by the river. She went by the forest. She kept on walking. And she put things inside the little boy bag. And then she put all the other things that the little boy was supposed to buy on top of the ay, 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 the oof, oof, ay, ay, ay. And then she came back to the little boy. The old lady said, okay, my little boy, don't you worry. Your auntie won't beat you up today because I find the oof, oof, ay, ay, ay for her. You sure? Yes, my little boy. Close your bag. Take it to auntie. Don't open it. When auntie asks you for the oof, oof, ay, 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 tell auntie it's in the bottom of the bag. Okay? Fine. Oh, little boy was so happy. When little boy got to the gate, auntie was already there waiting for the little boy with a long stick. Oh, a longer stick than you have ever seen to beat up on the little boy. And then little boy came and little boy was smiling. What are you smiling for? I know you didn't find my oof, oof, ay, ay, ay. Yes, auntie, I find it. Oh, where it is? Let me sit down. Come on, put the bag down. Yes, until you have to put your hand all the way down and you find your oof, ah, oof, ay, ay, ay. So auntie put both hands all the way down in the bag and auntie went like that. And auntie went, oof, ah, oof, ay, 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 oof, ah, oof, ay, ay, ay. Auntie started crying, yelling. There were big crabs and big needles, pine needles that were in auntie's hands. And it was all bloody, bloody, bloody. And auntie was yelling in the whole village. The whole village came to see what was wrong with auntie. And when they heard the story, even the sheriff came. And ever since that day, the little boy has to go to school. And the auntie went to the hospital for a long time with all those needles, pine needles, and crab's bite in her hands. And I heard the village talking about it. It was so well known that I went to see what was wrong too. Ha! They kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story.